This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. The owners of the Return to Nature funeral home have been arrested in Oklahoma. Authorities found the bodies of nearly 200 people improperly stored at their Penrose facility last month. CPR's Dan Boyce says John and Carrie Halford are suspected of multiple felony charges.
These charges include abuse of a corpse, theft, money laundering, and forgery. Prosecuting District Attorney Michael Allen describes the potential charges as low-level felonies.
They're all subject to potential prison time, but they also are potentially option for probation. And that's something that I think people need to be aware of going forward, especially family members.
The Halfords are currently awaiting extradition to Colorado. They're each being held on a $2 million bond. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado's Wolf Plan has the official blessing of the federal government. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
A new permit finalized Tuesday allows an exception under the U.S. Endangered Species Act. That law currently forbids anyone in Colorado from hazing, harming, or killing a wolf. But Colorado wildlife officials say they need options to protect livestock. Options like sound cannons to scare wolves away or lethal control in some circumstances. Those options are now allowed under the federal decision, and that means Colorado should be able to meet a voter-approved deadline to release wolves by the end of the year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News. It is 7:06. Colorado Matters is ahead.